And we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Nick McNamara. Still in studio with me, Blue Valley Randolph USD 384 Superintendent Brady Burton, Riley County USD 378 Superintendent Cliff Williams. And we're kind of in the dead heat of the semester here. I kind of said that a little bit before, too. So how are things going currently? You know, we talked to you a little bit at the start of this year about how things are going. How are things continuing to progress there?
Well, I know at Blue Valley it's going well. Cliff, we were talking before the show and said there's something like 35 days left, school days left in the semester, which is hard to believe. But, you know, once we get into November, it goes pretty fast with Thanksgiving in there and Christmas break and so on. And, you know, I know for us, we're still in the middle of construction from our bond. We're right in the middle of our new ag facility going up and so on. It's progressing well, so there's a lot more going on with that. But things are progressing well. We're about in between football season's coming to an end, and winter sports will be starting before long. And, you know, kind of in between sports, we try to get in school plays and music concerts and some of those other things. So
the year just seems to be flying by.
It really is.
How about over there at Riley County?
Well, I'd echo what Brady's saying. It's so busy. And, you know, off the air there, we were talking about it. It's already that time that we got to start talking about inclement weather. And we each have procedures that are very similar. Brady and I talk very early in the morning with many other superintendents. K-Man's on our list of calls. We appreciate that. And we guide people to our websites to look at our procedures of how we get a hold of people. Many of our parents are subscribers to our notification systems that we have. And soon we'll both be transitioning to a new one that I think will be much more efficient and help expand those communications with that. But please be watching for those notifications as we have those bad weather days. And we encourage parents to have alternate plans, you know, because sometimes we can't make a decision till right at that morning. If you've ever lived through a thunder snow, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It can be there in a hurry. So, but we've had a great start to the school year. It's hard to believe that we're there. We're going to be cheering on our football team that's in the playoffs this Friday night, and we're hoping we can make a big run. And special word of encouragement goes out to Brett and Haley that qualified for state cross country this weekend. We wish them the best of luck. Our band is in a festival right now, and we're wishing them the best of luck. They've got a strong tradition now that they're coming home with a lot of one scores, which is the best that you can do. And I know they were working hard. I was watching them out on the field, and it's amazing. You can get all those parts working together and you're still trying to play an instrument. And I might be one that would be tumbling down, and hopefully it wouldn't be a domino effect.
Yeah, it's not. It's definitely not easy memorizing music as well as memorizing sets. You know, you have like a set of drill instructions that you follow out there on the field. And it's definitely not easy, I'll tell you that for sure. First-hand experience, I was a drum major in my high school marching band for 2 years. And it can be challenging. And I noticed they are having that festival today. They had one Monday, too. So those kids are working.
They are working. You see them out there before school, after school. You know, you think of the sports, and they have all these things in the summer. Well, we have band camps as well, and we even make a special field, a practice field, that they go out and practice on. And so they're very dedicated, and they're growing. And our group's getting ready for a bowl game. We're going to go down to the Alamo Bowl.
Okay.
And so I don't know whether K-State's going to get to make that bowl game or not. That might be a different topic. But it was kind of fun to think that maybe they would qualify. They still can, maybe. And we'd be right in their backyard cheering them on.
All right. And, Brady, you mentioned a little bit about some of the construction ongoing. Can you remind us just exactly what is going on there?
Well, a lot of it's done already, Nick, to be honest with you. We started last May with building the new preschool and doing some remodeling in classrooms, new windows, doors in our buildings, some different things like that. The biggest part of the project is our agriculture education center, which is with equipment on about $2 million. And it's all the walls, ceilings in. They're putting the HVAC stuff in now as we speak. And it's due to be done probably around the first of the year. And then we're going to move out of our old facility and remodel that into a school and community fitness center. So anyway, that's pretty exciting for us. And I might also mention, Cliff brought up, inclement weather coming up. And And I don't think people always realize what goes into making those decisions. For me, to be honest, as a superintendent, that's probably one of the things I hardest things for me to do and I worry about is making, you know, you worry about making the right decision because sometimes you can make it and an hour later the sun's out or whatever. I guess the rule of thumb I think we both use is we, you know, if we're going to err, we're going to err on the side of safety and for the kids. And I think some people think we're just out there flipping a coin. You know, heads we call it off, tails we don't. And there's a lot that goes into it with early morning calls between superintendents. Now with the weather, weather forecasting, you know, a lot more accurate than it used to be with radar and so on, you know, watching that. So there is quite a bit that goes into, you know, making a decision on whether to have school or not to have school.
So definitely keep an eye or an ear, I guess it would be another way, on some of those alerts if you're in the areas of these schools for sure.
And we do. We have our own alert system, but we also contact the area radio and TV stations. And if we can, we try to call it off the night before versus 6 in the morning. But lots of times something will hit at 4 or 5 in the morning. So sometimes it is 6 or 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, you know, what we have now for technology in order to share this information is such it saves us all so much energy.
It really does.
Because, you know, there have been call trees, you know, with either, you know, social media, websites, people learn instantaneously. And to be honest with you, without having to call the radio station to ask if we're having school today, I remember those days.
Yeah.
You know, I'd get 60 calls an hour asking if we were having school today. You know, that's in between doing all the news and weather and everything else that we do around here.
Right.
So today's technology, and we're really proud and excited to be a partner with this, with all of our area schools, because that's what we do here as a local radio station, is to make sure that this pertinent information does get shared.
Well, we appreciate K-Man's part in it.
And another line of discussion, it is School Bus Driver Appreciation Day. So do you have any events that go on with relation to that, or is it more just paying some appreciation?
I'd say it's the latter of the two. They're a pretty humble group, but we definitely want to recognize them. I know we have 9 regular drivers. We have 4 special ed drivers. And then our director, and we have a secretary, and, you know, we bus about 450-some kids out of our 655 kids. And so that's a lot of kids that are eligible to be transported to and from, and they all have a different schedule. And, you know, we talk to our drivers and tell them how important they are. And, you know, one thing that might seem like a little thing, but it's really big in our equation, is that, you know, they're normally the first person and the last person that those kids get to see from the school. And so that little smile, that pat, getting to know their name, caring, knowing their family, you know, they really become kind of a secondary family, and they make a huge impact. They go through a lot of training annually. They have 10 safety meetings that they must attend. They have a physical. They have a special license with an S and a P endorsement that they go through. And so, you know, in my history, all the bus drivers you normally have are very caring, loving people. It's a real challenge to find them because it can be a very unique schedule on these inclement days. You know, hey, you might have to be ready at 11 o'clock. We're calling you. Can you come help us get the kids home? And so we definitely want to recognize them. I know I speak for Brady that you can't say enough thanks for these wonderful folks.
Well, I would agree. And we try to, it's more on the other end, like Cliff says, get them a little treat and a card and so on and give them to them. And make them feel a little more special, kind of like you would on a birthday or something. But what Cliff said is right on, and I don't think I can say anything better than what he just said. I would say, though, that he and I and probably every school district in Kansas have a hard time finding bus drivers just because of some of the hours they do and some of the qualifications that's involved to be a bus driver. It seems to get tougher every year. But so if anyone is out there looking for a part-time job as maybe wanting to drive a bus, they can contact the Riley County School District Office or the Blue Valley School District Office. We're always looking for bus drivers or or just as importantly, substitute bus drivers. For instance, our ag teacher drives a route for us in the mornings. He's gone for the rest of the week, so you know we have to find a sub driver to drive while he's gone, a morning route and afternoon route. And sometimes that's the tougher thing to do, to find sub drivers than route drivers.
That's so very true. I know I have my license. When I started teaching, that was kind of a prerequisite that if you were a coach, you had to have your license. And so I've held mine for 28 years, and there's times that I drive. And in one district I was at as a principal, I drove every day just because we couldn't find those bus drivers. So
doing double duty.
That's right.
And we're getting short on time here. It might be good just to touch on a few other things you have going on real quick around the districts.
Well, I might mention real quick, we just had parent-teacher conferences Monday and Tuesday night. And anyway, those are always rewarding and good to have the parents in. One other thing I wanted to mention, this past week, the ACT has come out with results for your district for last year. And so those are always interesting. There's a lot of factors that play into them and so on. But you have a composite score, then you have English, reading, science, and math, and they compare your district to how your kids did with the rest of the state. And so for our kids, our composite score, along with all the other areas, were above the state average. We did have one that was below the state average. Our math score for our kids was below. And so that's an area we need to try to keep working on to improve. But overall, you really base it on your composite as they look for scholarships and going into college and how that compares in our composite score with about a percentage point above the state average. So anyway, we're really proud of that for our kids.
Some encouraging numbers there, and a
it
little
is.
Bit to ponder on as well.
Exactly.
Anything going on at Riley County too? Just final thoughts or other things to touch on real quick?
I'd just like to echo what Brady said there, thanking parents for coming to parent-teacher conference. That home-school connection is vital to the success of kids, and we really do appreciate that. And I think our conversations continue to enhance. And as Brady said, ACT, we're trying to use more data to help parents really know how their kids are doing. And so we appreciate that support. And as always, go to our website. There's so many things going on that's always an easy connection to figure out what we have occurring at Riley County Schools.
And I also have to plug before we go off that the elections are coming up November 6th. There was a lot of education issues sort of at stake here, however you want to vote on the issues. But if you're going to have kids in schools or in general, if you don't have kids in schools, get out there and vote and have your voice heard on your thoughts regarding all of that.
You know, Nick, I think that's a good point. And the major thing is vote. Get out there and vote. And I heard or read in the paper, or I think I heard Rich Vargo say on a K-Man interview here a few days ago that so far they've had more people turn out for the pre-election voting than they did for the presidential election, which I think says something about what we're looking at in Kansas right now, especially for our governor's race.
Yes.
I definitely would agree. I'd encourage everybody to get out and vote, and we're trying to promote that, and we hope that they do. And it's great to hear those numbers that, you know, Riley County's citizens, it's important to them.
Oh, yeah, they're overwhelming from what I've heard, too. They're a lot higher than any previous periods for advanced voting, at least. We'll see how that translates into the election proper, I guess, too. Well, gentlemen, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That's it for Blue Valley Randolph Superintendent Brady Burton and Riley County Superintendent Cliff Williams. Coming up, Pawnee Mental Health Services Executive Director Robin Cole is going to be in studio to talk with me. So stay tuned for more here on In Focus.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
This is State Representative Ron Hyland from the